U.S. intelligence agencies face a formidable opponent in Congress as they defend their performance of pre-September 11th. Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama is the leading Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is overseeing an investigation of intelligence failures. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Some United States senators carry on a tradition of cloaking their harshest remarks in a gentle Southern drawl. If you want to hear an example, just listen to Senator Richard Shelby as he talks about the Central Intelligence Agency.
There have been massive failures of intelligence at the CIA. I know the director over there is in denial, but I believe he's totally wrong, and facts will be brought out to prove that.
Shelby made that statement to ABC a few weeks ago, and a few days after that answered questions on CNN.
Do you still have confidence, or do you not have confidence in George Tenet, the director of the CIA?
Well, I've always said that was the president's, you know, decision. Would I keep him? Absolutely not.
You wouldn't keep him?
No.
Richard Shelby is 68 years old, imposingly tall, and a conservative Republican. His questioning of the agencies makes it difficult to portray the September 11th investigation as a partisan Democratic attack.
We should not, I believe, be too close to these agencies. We should respect them as long as they're doing a job for the American people to bring security to our nation. But we should not look the other way when they're doing a sloppy job or just doing an inept job.
The Alabama senator began his career as a Democrat. After Republicans took control of the Senate in 1994, Shelby switched to the winning side. In 1997, he became the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He asserted Republican control over a committee that traditionally operated in a bipartisan manner. And when Democratic President Bill Clinton nominated a new director of the CIA, Richard Shelby led the attack. In a public hearing, he asked if the nominee, Anthony Lake, knew of charges that Democrats had received illegal campaign donations from China.
Did the National Security Council staff apprise you of this briefing and its substance?
No, sir, they did not.
So you say they didn't. Well, why were you not informed of such a dynamite piece of news?
The questioning grew so intense that Anthony Lake withdrew his nomination. Former intelligence officials vividly remember another grilling Shelby gave them in the 1990s. Salvadoran gunmen had murdered four U.S. Marines, and it turned out that a man involved in the killings had once been a CIA informant. One of the murdered Marines was from Shelby's state of Alabama, and that Marine's mother, Betty Malone, came to Washington to testify before Senator Shelby's committee.
The way he spoke and looked at me, I knew that he meant business, and I knew that something was going to be done. And I knew that if it could be found out, that I was going to find out some of these things that I wanted to know, like where my son died, and did he say anything before he died.
The government declassified information on the case, and she got most of her answers. His supporters say that at his best, Richard Shelby does an essential job. Locke Johnson has written four books on intelligence agencies.
Members of Congress, as we all know, are so busy worrying about getting reelected and going to fundraisers, and of course they have a number of legislative responsibilities in terms of lawmaking too, that frequently they don't get around to what's called a congressional oversight or review, if you will. We've got to have someone making sure that power is not abused, particularly secret power in these hidden 13 agencies. And so for Shelby and not very many others, I must say, to spend a lot of time on that subject and to dig into the crevices of these agencies to see what's happening is gratifying to see.
Shelby's questioning has not always come off so well. He criticized the government for failing to move faster against Los Alamos scientist Wen-Ho Lee, who was accused of spying, until authorities admitted they had inadequate evidence against him. And nothing has encouraged more criticism than Shelby's relationship with George Tenet, the director of Central Intelligence. Ever since September, Richard Shelby has called for Tenet's resignation.
Oh, I think we could do better. I've always thought that.
Shelby didn't always say that. He praised George Tenet when he was nominated for the job in 1997. George Tenet once worked on the Senate Intelligence Committee staff, and he's known to spend many hours cultivating the lawmakers who vote on his agency's budget. But people who've worked with both men say that Tenet never really got along with Shelby. In 1999, when the CIA held a ceremony to rename its headquarters building, another key lawmaker was given a seat on the stage with Tenet. Shelby got a seat in the audience. The senator denies he had any personal problem with George Tenet. and intelligence officials acknowledge they have sometimes been able to work together with Shelby on legislation. But the Senate Intelligence Committee, where Shelby remains the leading Republican, has also accused the CIA director of a dismal record in providing information to Congress. And early this year, when George Tenet appeared before the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Shelby's first question showed where he stood on a much bigger issue.
Why were we utterly unaware of planning and execution of the September 11th attacks?
From the witness table, George Tenet said he believed only a few people ever knew the full plan for September 11th.
And at the end of the day, all you can do is continue to make the effort to steal that secret and break into this leadership structure. And we have to keep working at it.
Early this year, Congress hired a team of investigators to examine intelligence failures before September 11th. But according to committee sources, Shelby believed the lead investigator was too close to George Tenet. As soon as the staff director made what was seen as a hiring mistake, Shelby convinced his colleagues to replace the staff director. Shelby describes George Tenet's tenure as a disaster.
There have been more major strategic failures of intelligence on his watch than I believe in the history of the CIA.
The senator is willing to back up that accusation with a list.
Just off the top of my head, the resumption of nuclear testing by India, we had no clue that it was going to resume. Embassy bombings in Africa, 98, were without warning. No evidence it was going to happen. USS Cole.
This is a point where even some of Shelby's supporters think he goes a little too far. Author Locke Johnson says the CIA never had a brilliant record at forecasting events. It missed the start of the Korean War. By some accounts, it missed the fall of the Soviet Union.
And we're going to be forever taken by surprise. We can't pierce the fog of the future. And so there's a lot of guesswork involved, and there are bound to be mistakes. And indeed, there have been some under Tenet, the most conspicuous being September 11th, certainly the most tragic. But there have been other mistakes in the past, and probably no more during his tenure than in earlier tenures.
It is safe to make one prediction. This summer, as lawmakers continue their hearings into intelligence failures, some of the hardest questions will be spoken in Richard Shelby's Alabama drawl. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.